In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text is our gospel reading from Mark, the 10th chapter. Brothers and sisters in Christ, today's gospel reading about blind Bartimaeus really happened. There's no doubt about that. It is a historical event. We've got both his father's name and his name. So you can check the medical history if you'd like. We've got the location, Jericho. And the event itself is quite simple. Blind Bartimaeus hears that Jesus is passing by and he begs for mercy. Jesus asks what this man wants from him. And as if it wasn't obvious, the man asks that he might see. Jesus simply says, "Your faith has saved you." And the man, who is no longer blind, follows Jesus along the way. It all happened. It's all true. And as far as it goes, it is a great testament to one man's faith. You need to understand this, or nothing else that I'm about to say will make any sense. This event, this healing is great for Bartimaeus. But what about all the other blind people out there? What about those whose vision seems to deteriorate year after year? What about those who cry out and don't see or hear or walk or live? What about you? Have you cried out to Jesus like blind Bartimaeus, but heard nothing in return? This is a great story for Bartimaeus, but it isn't a recipe or an instruction manual. Meaning that if you just cry out in the right way, in the right key, under the right circumstances, then you'll have Jesus do his healing and saving work for you. You will be healed. You will be made whole. You will live. You will hear. You will walk. Some who suffer from blindness never get to use their eyes in this life. Some who suffer from cancer never get better. Some cry out with faith and never see a miracle quite like this one. So while it is true, the story literally happened, it's not just a recipe or an instruction manual. It's not that at all. And it's not just history for history's sake. It's not even just a moral story of not giving up, or to say that all blind men will get their sight back. Beyond the fact that it literally happened, this story depicts the Christian life. And the Christian life begins blind, as a beggar, yearning for a life of sight and joy, yet unable to lift up your eyes and to see it. You're aware of your fall, your poverty, your inability to heal yourself. Sin has curved you in on yourself so that really all you can see is the darkness. The darkness around you and the darkness within you. This miserable estate robs you of enjoying the beauty of creation. You're trapped, enslaved, helpless. But with sight taken from you, your ears are where the action really happens. You hear someone coming. Who is it, you ask? Jesus of Nazareth, they say. And though you haven't seen any of Jesus' miracles, you might have heard them hearsay, sure. But what does a beggar like you have to lose? So with complete simplicity and total abandonment, the sort only a beggar knows, you cry out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Sadly, how often is the case among us, just as it was for Bartimaeus, that with no evangelical tact, the church seems to simply ignore the cries for help. Just as disciples rebuke the poor man, telling him to be silent. How often the church seems to push away those Christ would draw near to himself. But just as sight isn't how the Lord saves the blind, nor is sight how we are to judge the Lord's work, he'll use even a church like ours to bring salvation to the blind, to those who sit in darkness. For this rebuke only causes us to yell out all the more. This time, Christ speaks. Call him. That's the Holy Spirit's work. And you see how unspectacularly he does it here. Begrudgingly, with great inconvenience, they call the blind man, saying, "Take heart, get up, he's calling you." See how our Lord calls the sinner into his presence with such an unwilling instrument. He uses you. He uses me. None of us fit for the job, and yet he uses us anyhow. And through this call, the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, speaks to sinners, causing them to desire to see. But it's not progress that the blind man wants to see, or personal betterment. He wants to see Jesus. This is faith. And as we get ready to celebrate the Reformation, faith is a good word to consider. It goes with a slogan, "We are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone." Faith is never turned in on itself. It is no navel gazer. Rather, it always is turned outward, upward, otherward. It doesn't admire itself for its strength or count its victories. It's not self-absorbed. It's not self-confident. Faith looks to Jesus. Faith clings to Jesus. Faith finds redemption and salvation in Jesus Christ and him alone. We have ups and downs in the Christian life. It's true. Daily, we battle against sin and unbelief. Some days are better than others. Some years are better than others. But faith never looks at what we've done, or how far we've come, or what steps we still have yet to take to follow Jesus. Faith looks to Christ. It lives in, with, and under Christ, despite ourselves. This sort of faith is what saves. The faith that holds fast to Jesus. "Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to your cross I cling." And Jesus said to blind Bartimaeus, "Your faith has saved you." And it saves because it only sees Jesus. It's the sort of faith that refuses to measure progress or stature. It's the sort of faith that overflows in love and joy. It's the sort of faith that sees the needs of others and is there before it can even ask. And ultimately, it's the sort of faith that follows Jesus. The blind beggar, no longer blind, does what faith naturally does. He follows Jesus. He's still a beggar, still impoverished, still in need of receiving everything from Jesus. Now that he sees, his eyes are only set on him who gives sight. This is the Christian life. And for that, blind Bartimaeus does us great good today. For he teaches us how to be beggars before God. In fact, it's from blind Bartimaeus that we get those beggar words we spoke in our liturgy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Kyrie eleison. And by praying those words, we join ourselves with Bartimaeus and to all the blind and to all the lame and to all the sick, to all sinners in need of mercy. We join our voices with those who have no right ever to enter into the presence of Jesus, and yet who cry out nonetheless, even more fervently, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. For our Lord is a Lord of beggars. Our Lord eats with sinners. And if you think the Christian life ever moves beyond begging for the mercy of God in Jesus Christ, and you've missed not only what the Reformation is all about, which we celebrate next Sunday, but you have missed the heart of the Christian faith and the Christian life. For faith is simply the beggar holding out his sack and the Lord filling it with all his good gifts of the cross and the empty tomb. Faith, forgiveness of sins, and eternal life with God. It is said that when Luther died, there was a note found on the table that read, Wir sind Bettler hoc est verbum. We are beggars. This is true. He's right. That's faith. Kyrie eleison. Lord, have mercy on us. In Jesus' name, amen.